fintech company Capital Appreciation, which tends to service the banking sector among others, released their annual results today for the 12 months ended March 2020. The company is cash flush. It's indicating that it has just over 500 million rand available to spend on investments. Shareholders are set to get a final dividend of 2.75 cents a share, taking the total dividend for the year to 5 cents a share. That's up 17.6% on the year prior. To unpack the results for us, I'm joined on the line by Bradley Sachs. He's joint CEO at Capital Appreciation. Thanks very much, Bradley, for joining us. So before we get into the nitty-gritties, just take us through some of your main operations and how you interface, particularly with the banking services.
Thanks for having us. We have two divisions primarily. One is a payment and payment infrastructure business, and that business supplies terminal devices and manages the terminal payment estates on behalf of many of our clients. And we include within our clients SNB, Standard Bank, Nedbank, and Absa, and many others. But those are the four big banks in South Africa with whom we have very developed relationships on payment and payment infrastructure. And the second part of our business is a services and software development business, which has as its clients a lot of financial institutions and more recently retailers. And we're also expanding into telecommunications and healthcare. And there we help them with a whole host of services regarding technology and technology infrastructure, the most notable being cloud services and migration from their on-premise data centers into a cloud-hosted environment, which also allows them to develop new products and services that are based on the types of data that were previously very difficult to extract from their own systems.
So that's
how we interact.
Right. So the year under review shows good performances at both the revenue and profit level. What do you attribute to this?
So we're fortunate to have been in the right place at the right time. And we've had a consistent strategy since we've owned these businesses on thinking about innovation, delivering and executing well, and partnering with our clients. And so the financial results are merely a representation of what we have as our guiding principles and having delivered the type of quality service that I think the team has been known for.
So you've expanded your operations to other jurisdictions. What countries and what sort of performance have you been seeing there?
So we have an operation out of Mauritius, which is doing a good amount of work for banks on the island. We're working with a number of companies across Africa, and there are one or two opportunities that we are engaged with in Asia. But primarily our focus is to follow our South African clients into some of the international markets so that when we expand internationally, we do it on a very risk-moderated basis as opposed to developing greenfield opportunities in countries where we have limited experience. And to date, that has served us well, and we'll continue to do that.
So in the period under review, I see you continue to invest in your capabilities. Tell us about that.
So when we bought the business, the payments business, for example, we had about 32,000 devices in the hands of clients. Today, we have 190,000-odd devices in the hands of clients. And obviously, to be able to service those and manage those, you need a much bigger infrastructure. So we have done that, and we gave some examples of how the capacity that we've built internally has grown over the period of time to accommodate it from 1,600 devices on average a month to now we can peak at 10,500 devices a month. So that's an example in terms of providing quality service. We always pride ourselves on being able to deliver that service remotely 85% of the time in a very manageable period. And we've been able to do that even over a much larger estate. So those are the types of things we've done. We've also introduced new devices into the market. We've developed new services for distribution into the market so we can expand the pyramid and offer more cost-effective solutions into a lower LSM marketplace, which we think would benefit from the application of technologies too.
I see that you've been able to provide a service during the COVID-19 crisis working with GovChat, which assists those looking to claim the special social relief grants. What's your involvement there?
So GovChat is a platform that our team at Synthesis developed. It is a business that has a relationship with government, which is long-standing through COGTA. It was initially conceived of as a means to have citizens engage with government and report on government's delivery of service and hold them accountable for things like potholes and water breaks and a whole host of other things. But with the pandemic, we concluded that there were a number of services that government needed, one of which was the registration and application for these SRD grants. And so we offered our services to SASSA, and we are now an electronic means channel for applying for these social development relief SRD grants. We've had approximately 1 million applications that we've transmitted to SASSA on behalf of applicants over the two-week period since it's been up and operational. And if you think that those previously had to be done in an analog way through written forms, you can imagine that you would never be able to process that volume of applications in a short period of time.
Hmm.
And so we volunteered to assist them, and it's been a great success.
So you're heavily correlated to the banking industry, with it being your main client. Any concerns about the banking sector, you know, as it deals with the economic and financial implications of COVID-19?
I think the consequences of COVID for the South African economy across the board are dramatic and a tragedy. The financial services industry is an essential service and has persisted to operate through this period. There is obviously some liquidity and capital issues that the sector is going to have to deal with. But generally, I think South African financial institutions have been relatively conservatively managed under the guidance of the Reserve Bank compared to many other countries around the world.
Yes.
And they probably are going to be able to withstand the consequences of COVID, but not without issue.
Yeah.
And I think you've heard that from many of the executives. So we're here to assist them. And I think many of the services that we deliver will help them manage costs, will help them figure out how to service their clients in a different way, electronically, as opposed to through branch networks, how to continue to enhance their relationship with their clients in ways that previously they weren't pursuing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we partner with them very closely in trying to figure out how to prepare themselves for the post-COVID world.
What about your relationship with the hospitality industry? It doesn't have to be about you per se, but aren't you worried about that sector? I mean, the world over, people don't know when they're coming back. Tourism is going to be hard hit because of COVID.
The consumer spending is a big component of the economy overall. And our businesses that relate to consumer payments are definitely going to be affected by the state of the economy.
Hmm.
We spoke about the growth in our payment services business growing by almost 70% year on year. That was through the end of March. But in April, there was a 60% reduction that we saw in that business just for that month.
Hmm.
That is compared to many others. That's a 90% reduction. So relatively, we're better off. But there's no doubt that the payment activity that is occurring is going to affect the economy broadly.
Yeah. My last question is always outlook, but you don't need to give me an outlook if you feel it's too difficult to give me one, but just your final comments.
So on a relative basis, we're actually relatively comfortable with where we are. The nature of the services that we deliver are high in demand. The use of technology to help facilitate social distancing, whether it's in our workplace or whether it's in our school environments or whether it's in our commercial activity, is going to be heavily reliant on technology. Those are areas where organizationally we are very strong, and we think that demand will translate into activity for us, and hopefully that activity will translate into positive economic returns. So we are very cautious in how we see the economy, but we are we're comfortable with where we are at the moment.
That was Bradley Sachs. He's joint CEO at Capital Appreciation.